Europe's hottest internet music service gears up for a U.S. launch. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Spotify is less than a year old, but has already attracted more than 2 million users in Western Europe. The ad-supported music streaming service has just landed $50 million in new funding, which will help it crack the U.S. market probably this fall. Spotify appears to have an ambitious goal to go nose-to-nose with Apple's iTunes Store, even though it has a very different business model. A key challenge for the company is converting users from the free ad-supported version of Spotify into paying customers. I asked Robert Andrews, UK editor of news site Paid Content, how Spotify is different from other music services.
Spotify is actually just one exponent of the kind of model that is trying to popularize the idea of the unlimited jukebox and also the idea of ad-supported music. Spotify differs from the big daddy of internet music services, iTunes, in that you don't actually download the songs to your computer. They are streamed right into the application over the internet. The execution of that is actually delicious, really. I've got it open on my laptop screen right now, and to all intents and purposes, it looks like iTunes, the iTunes player. But everything is just free. There's a zero cost on every track.
What do you like about it as a user?
It doesn't go ahead and do a lot of the fancy social media type stuff. A lot of sites nowadays try to learn what kinds of music you like to listen to and recommend that to friends. It's actually very straightforward and simple to understand. You can type in a name of an artist and up pops a complete discography of that artist with all the tracks available to play very quickly. The audio quality is very good, and the selection is just great.
What's less than perfect about Spotify for you?
Okay, Spotify faces a challenge. Whilst the users, the early adopter users right now, are raving about how great it is, kind of remains to be seen whether Spotify can make a financial success of itself, because they have to pay a royalty on each of those tracks that users listen to. So in a way, the more successful the service becomes, the more the company has to pay out. And Spotify has to try and find ways of encouraging its users to ditch the free ad support service and start paying money. And so they're now trying to look at ways to march people over to the premium service. And one of those ways, they hope, is going to be an iPhone application. So users won't have to listen to the songs at their desktop. That's been a common complaint. Just like with Apple's iPhone, they'll be able to listen to the songs on the go, over the air, over the cell phone network. Other ways they might try and make money, try and encourage people to pay, are offering exclusive content and advanced copies of albums maybe 1 week ahead of their general release.
Robert Andrews is UK editor of Paid Content. Andrews mentioned Spotify has an iPhone application, but some observers think Apple is likely to reject a place for Spotify in the App Store. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.